You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Friday, January 8th, 2021. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com, and today's episode is brought to you by 1010. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly and sustainably sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful diamond ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. This exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. The Jets coaching search is moving forward. The team has conducted two interviews at this point. They interviewed Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy earlier in the week, and they interviewed former Cincinnati Bengals head coach Marvin Lewis yesterday. And this process is going to go on for a little while. At the point the Jets fired Adam Gase, there were plenty of reports that the Jets were going to conduct an exhaustive interview process, and some of the candidates are going to be interviewed next week. The way the rules are set up in the NFL, if you are an assistant coach on a team with a bye like Eric Bieniemy, you can interview this week. If you are a coach of a team playing in the wild card round, you can interview next week. Now, if your team loses in the wild card round, your season's over. You can interview at any point. But if your team wins this week and you played in the wild card round, next week is when you can interview for a head coaching job as an assistant. So all of this is to say that we are in the early stages of the coaching search. We've heard some new names enter as candidates, including a familiar name to Jets fans, Aaron Glenn, who you may remember as a first-round pick out of Texas A&M in 1994. He played 8 seasons with the team, made 2 Pro Bowls, a couple All-Pro teams, and then at the end of his playing career, worked in the Jets front office as a scout for a couple of years. Aaron Glenn is the secondary coach, the defensive backs coach with the New Orleans Saints. Highly respected, a guy viewed as a rising star in the coaching ranks. Yesterday, news came that the Jets have requested permission to interview with him, and he has not been a guy who was on many radars. So I think that that shows you that the Jets are going to cast a very wide net in this coaching search. And I think we're going to get more into detail next week about this coaching search. But on today's show, I'm going to make predictions for the wild card round. And if you have listened to this podcast in years past, you know that I've always had a goal to predict every playoff game correctly one year. And that task has become more difficult this year because we've added 2 extra teams, which means 2 extra games in the wild card round. So now I have to go 13-0 instead of 11-0 in years past. So maybe I've lost my best opportunity to get this right. In any event, I am going to try and make some picks in these games. I think if I was ever going to go undefeated, it would have been 2015 when I went 10-1, and the only game I missed, I still am mad at myself over. It was a wild card game between Green Bay and Washington, and I picked Kirk Cousins over Aaron Rodgers. And that's what cost me going undefeated through the playoffs that year. Picking a team quarterbacked by Kirk Cousins over a team quarterbacked by Aaron Rodgers. So don't feel bad for me. I deserved to lose that game. In any event, we have 6 games to predict, so I'll do my best. Last year I did terribly. Last year I think I had a losing record in the playoffs. So even if I cannot go undefeated this year, hopefully I can at least have a winning record in these picks. And I am not picking against the spread, I'm just picking the game straight up. And the playoffs begin on Saturday. There are 3 games Saturday, 3 games on Sunday. The first game of the weekend is 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Saturday. It is the Indianapolis Colts visiting the Buffalo Bills. One of the things that is a little trickier this year is the home field aspect, because you're either going to have nobody in the stands or you're going to have a very limited crowd. So the crowd's probably not going to be a major factor. And that did sway my thinking a little bit in Buffalo, because I can't imagine what it would be like in Buffalo, how crazy the scene would be in a more normal situation where the stadium would be full and you have fans in a playoff game for the first time in over two decades, including, I mean, actually, two and a half decades since the Bills have hosted a home playoff game. And these are two franchises I really respect. I think these are two franchises that have built the right way. And unfortunately for the Jets, one of these franchises plays in our division, so we're going to have to deal with them for a very long time. But they've made smart decisions. They've used their resources wisely. When it comes to the Bills, you may remember Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott's first year. They made the playoffs, and it would have been very tempting to try and build on that, but they realized what they had was not sustainable, so they took a step back in order to take two steps forward. And as far as the Colts go, the only comparison I can make is this, is for years, all I heard about the Jets from the team was, no matter what mistake they made, they had this perception that if they had a quarterback, it could bail them out. And Sam Darnold was ultimately, I think, crushed by the weight of those expectations. Well, look at what the Indianapolis Colts have built, where that was a franchise that could literally sustain the retirement of their franchise quarterback. One year ago, Andrew Luck retired, and what the Colts built was so durable that a year later, they could go 11-5 and make the playoffs. So two really good franchises, two front offices that I think are really doing it the right way. And I wanted to pick the Colts in this game. I think it's just I really respect what the Colts have built. You know, I do think that there's a path to victory for them. I think that, you know, if they run the ball effectively behind that offensive line, if they control things, if they can play bend but don't break on defense, I mean, I think there's a path to victory, but that's the path you take when you're the less talented team. And, you know, I have a couple rules for picking in the playoffs, and one of them is that I'd rather be hot than be the best team, because I think you see through the years that the playoffs are not designed to crown the best team, the Super Bowl champion. They're designed to crown the team that's playing the best down the stretch. It's not always the team that's the best in the league that hoists the Lombardi Trophy. It's frequently the team that gets hot. And the Bills are red hot entering the playoffs. You have to like how they're playing. You have to like how Josh Allen is playing. And ultimately, I just don't think the Colts have the firepower to keep up with the Bills. I think that I think the Colts can win this game. I think there's a scenario where the Colts can win this game, but I just don't think that they will keep up. I think if you play this game 10 times, the Bills probably win it 7 or so. So I think the Colts will need... I think that ultimately what it comes down to is the Colts need everything to go right to win this game, and that's just a sign I should pick the Buffalo Bills. So my pick in the early Saturday game is Buffalo. Chain stores have different prices for professionals and do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than charging prices based on what the market will bear like airlines will do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. And RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, RockAuto.com. We are here on the Locked On Jets podcast on this Friday show, and I'm giving my picks for Wild Card Weekend, or I guess they're calling it Super Wild Card Weekend, because instead of the normal doubleheader Saturday, doubleheader Sunday, we have a tripleheader Saturday and a tripleheader Sunday. Anyway, I picked the first game in the first segment. The second game Saturday, 4:40 p.m. Eastern Time, will be televised on Fox, is the Rams visiting the Seahawks in an NFC West battle, a rematch of a game these teams played a couple weeks ago that helped Seattle clinch the NFC West. And, you know, if I told you in the first segment, I believe that you have to consider how teams are playing heading into the playoffs, then I just don't see how I can pick the Rams. The Rams finished the season miserably. They, of course, as we, and maybe this is just me as a Jets fan putting too much stock in one game, but I just cannot lose the memory of that game with the Jets looking totally finished, going out to Los Angeles and beating the Rams a week after Seattle crushed the Jets. You know, Jared Goff, it kind of sounds like he's going to be back in the lineup. Now, the Rams did kind of win a gutty game last week with their backup quarterback, but it was a tough game, and I mean, Arizona also had to play a backup quarterback at certain points. I don't think it was a very convincing win, and I don't think it convinced me that the Rams are in a position to go up to Seattle and win a game. I just really don't like the way the Rams are playing right now. I mean, it's silly for things to come down to that, but that's really what it comes down to. I really, again, this might just be me as a Jets fan putting too much stock in one game, but after watching that Rams team play such a miserable game against the Jets, and I know they were not focused on it, I know they were looking ahead on the schedule, but man, I mean, I just can't trust that Rams team to go win a playoff game right now. So I'm picking Seattle in that game. And of course, if you're a Jets fan, you should be rooting for the Rams, because it's better for the Jets if the Rams win. You know, lots of Jets fans are upset with Jamal Adams and are rooting against Seattle because Jamal Adams is there. But here's the thing. There's actually a substantive reason you should root for the Rams in this game. NFL draft positioning for playoff teams is based on when you go out. So if you lose in the first round, you pick higher than the team that loses in the divisional round. And the teams that lose in the divisional round pick higher than the teams that lose in the conference championship game. And if you lose the Super Bowl, you have the 31st pick. And if you win the Super Bowl, you have the 30th. So for playoff teams, the draft positioning is determined by when you go out in the playoffs. So it's better for the Jets if Seattle goes out now, because the Jets have Seattle's first round pick. It'll be higher. So root for the Rams, but I'm picking Seattle. And then the night game, 8:15 p.m. NBC, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington football team. And I'm going to join the majority and pick the road team in this game, Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers were 11-5 this season. Washington was 7-9. So Tampa Bay is clearly a better team. And ironically, the last couple times a team with a losing record has been in the playoffs, they've won. If you go back 5 years or so, 5-6 years, the Carolina Panthers, coached by Ron Rivera, who's coaching Washington in this game, made the playoffs with a 7-8-1 record, and they beat the Arizona Cardinals in the first round. Now, there's a little asterisk there because Arizona was playing with Ryan Lindley, their third-string quarterback, after Carson Palmer and Drew Stanton got hurt. But if you go back even further, the 7-9 Seattle Seahawks in 2010 beat the defending Super Bowl champion New Orleans Saints in Seattle in a game that you may remember for that incredible Marshawn Lynch run. So there is precedent for a team with a losing record to win a playoff game, but I think it's tough. I think it's tough for Washington. You got to respect the season Washington has had, because nobody expected them to be here. And the first week of the season, I picked against them in my Survivor League, and I lost because I picked the Eagles to beat them, because I thought Washington was going to be one of the worst teams in the NFL. Ron Rivera has done an incredible job getting 7 wins out of this team, I think, especially with the turmoil they've had at quarterback, all the other issues they've had. But ultimately, and listen, I am a Tampa Bay skeptic, I will tell you. I think, you know, people are looking at Brady, they're seeing the 11 wins. I'm not sure this team has what it takes to go a long way, but I think they should win this game. I mean, you look at Washington, they don't really have a big play passing game. Alex Smith's status is not entirely clear. He looks like, you know, he could be banged up in this game. Again, I'm not sure Tom Brady is vintage Tom Brady right now, and that may come into play in the future, but I don't think it will this week. I just don't think Washington has what it needs on offense. I don't think it has the firepower on offense to compete with Tampa Bay. So I think that the Buccaneers will win this game. They'll win a road playoff game and advance to the divisional round. Today we're talking about the NFL playoffs, and there's only one place that has you covered, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. We have 6 games on Super Wild Card Weekend, and the national championship game in college football is just a few days away. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action, and don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON. It's one word, LOCKEDON, with no space, to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on this Friday. On today's show, I'm making my picks for Wild Card Weekend, or I guess Super Wild Card Weekend. And now we move to the Sunday games. Three games on Sunday. The first one kicks off 1:05 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. It is the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans. It is a rematch of a divisional game last year where Tennessee really surprised everybody in beating the top-seeded Baltimore Ravens. And the Titans followed that up with a victory in Baltimore earlier this season, which is leading people to believe the Titans have Baltimore's number. I'm not so sure. I'm going with the Ravens in this game, and I'm really leaning into the idea of the hot team this year in the playoffs. But the Ravens right now are playing at a different level than they were when the Titans beat them earlier this season. And if you go back to last year's playoff game, I don't want to take away credit from the Titans because they played an excellent game. Quality team. They deserved the victory. But that was a game that kind of got away from the Ravens. And there were just a lot of bad bounces that went against them that kind of snowballed. And, you know, I mean, I remember there was an early interception which hit the receiver in the hands. There were a bunch of fourth down stops Tennessee got. And it just kind of got away from Baltimore. And Tennessee is a team that's built to play from ahead with Derrick Henry. But I think this is different. I love the way Lamar Jackson's playing right now. I love the way the Ravens are playing right now. They looked like they were finished after that game against Pittsburgh. It was supposed to be a Thanksgiving night game, but it had to be pushed back. It kept getting pushed back. I mean, they lost that game. They looked like they were finished this year, but they completed the season on a 5-game winning streak. I think they're playing at a different level. There's so many times when I see this that the team that has the big regular season the year before and let down in the playoffs, they come back the next year and there's less pressure on them and they make a run. I would not be surprised to see this Baltimore team make a run. So, you know, it kind of felt like they were finished. I just think they're playing at a different level right now. So I'm going with the Ravens to win on the road against Tennessee. That one, I think that game's a coin flip though. I think of all the games this weekend, that's the one I feel least confident in when I make my pick, because I think that game is a total coin flip. That brings me to the game that I think is the safest pick I'm going to make. And, you know, look, who knows? I've done these shows in years past, and sometimes the game I've called the safest of the weekend is the one I get wrong. But at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday on CBS, we have the Bears visiting the Saints in the NFC wild card round. And if the Colts are a good example of why playoff expansion may be a good thing, an 11-5 team that would have missed the playoffs if not for the playoff expansion, the Chicago Bears give you the argument against it. This is a mediocre 8-8 team that got in because there were not seven good teams in the NFC. In fact, I would love to see the NFL like come up with a rule where, in a situation like this year, where the 8th place team in the AFC is 2 games better than the 7th place team in the NFC, that maybe the 8th place team in the AFC can make the playoffs, because this is not that good of a Bears team. Now, Mitchell Trubisky had a good month of December, but I'm not buying that. This is a different secondary. This is a much tougher opponent than he's been facing. I don't see Chicago competing in this game. The Saints, again, look like one of the cream of the crop in the NFC. I think the Saints win this game. I think this one's going to be over pretty easily. So I'm taking the Saints in this game. I think almost everybody likes the Saints in this game. I think the Bears winning would be one of the biggest surprises in recent memory in the NFL playoffs. This is a team that really should not be in the – I think this team should not be in the playoffs. The Bears at 8-8. This is exactly the kind of team I had in mind when I told you I hated the playoff expansion, because a team like the Bears, like, this game does not need to be played. I don't see why this game needs to be played. Now, listen, maybe we'll show up on Monday and everybody's going to be laughing at me because the Bears beat the Saints and shocked everybody, but I don't see it. I'm going with the Saints in this game. And that brings us to the Sunday night game, 8:15 p.m. Eastern, NBC, the Browns at the Steelers, and I'm going with the Steelers in this game. I got to say, like, at the start of the week, I was kind of leaning towards the Browns, even though they're the less talented team, again, on the idea that the way teams are playing going into the playoffs matters, and the Steelers have not been good over the last few weeks. But it's just tough. I mean, the Browns obviously are dealing with COVID issues. They're not going to have their head coach in this game. It's really tough. When he's not only is he their head coach, he's their play caller. Kevin Stefanski's out of this game. The only situation that even remotely comes to mind that's comparable was a playoff game back in 2012 when the Colts played at Baltimore. And Bruce Arians was the Colts offensive coordinator, and he had to miss the game. He went into the hospital that morning. And Arians was really the glue that held that team together, because for most of that season, he was the interim head coach. Chuck Pagano had to take a leave of absence because after a cancer diagnosis, and then they got to the playoffs, and Arians had to miss the playoff game. That's the only thing that even kind of comes to mind. Now, unlike the Colts, where it happened the morning of the game, the Browns have at least had a couple days to prepare for life without their head coach, but that's awfully tough. I mean, the playoffs are a tough situation. It's really difficult to win in the playoffs under any circumstances, but to make a change as drastic as losing your head coach, I think that's going to be awfully difficult to overcome. So I'm going with the Steelers in that game. So those are my six picks for Wild Card Weekend, taking the Bills, the Seahawks, the Buccaneers, the Ravens, the Saints, and the Steelers. We'll see how I do. Hopefully I don't start 2-4 on Monday. In fact, I would be happy if we showed up on Monday and I was 5-1 and I had gotten the Seattle Rams game wrong and the Rams have won and the Jets have a higher first round pick as a result. That would be the dream scenario. I guess I'd take 6-0. Hopefully, like, I'm not 2-4 or 1-5 on Monday morning. Anyway, enjoy the games. That's all for our show today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, please leave it a good review and subscribe to it. We'll talk again on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.